I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, at a time of global conflict, how one woman has helped small businesses around the world thrive in the fashion sector. That's in just a moment. But first, we move to the heart of the fashion industry. New York Fashion Week is here. The twice-a-year event kicks off in Bryant Park today. Now, we know we're knee-deep in a recession, but people still want to be stylish, and maybe somebody has money to spend. So we decided to call two fashion experts to tell us about what we can expect to see strutting down the runway, what might be worth a second look, and what, well, isn't. Robin Gavan is the fashion editor for The Washington Post, and Emil Wilbekin is the managing editor for Essence.com. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I think we should talk about the elephant in the room. And Robin, I'll start with you. The recession. Are the designers making any acknowledgement of the global economic conditions, or do they assume that, say, fashion is entertainment and that it should operate on its own rules?
Oh, no, absolutely. They're very aware of the recession. They're feeling the recession. Designers who have somewhat larger businesses and have a little bit more wiggle room have actually cut their prices by 10-20%. Others are trying to give customers more value and create things that are in many ways very special, something that they're not going to see and that can't really be knocked off very easily. Others are going into a lower-priced collection.
There's an event that's kicking off the week called Fashion's Night Out. What's that about?
Well, it's really something that was sparked by Vogue's editor, Anna Wintour, and the city of New York. And the idea is to get stores open and have interesting events going on, get designers into stores, have them doing quirky things. Oscar de la Renta is going to be singing. Some designers are going to be giving dance lessons, sketching. And it's really just to get people into the stores all night and get them to buy clothes and to buy them at full price.
To get them to buy them at full price. A key point.
Right.
Emil, this is one of the reasons this is so interesting to me is you could certainly understand the relationship between advertisers and the designers and the retailers and the fashion press, to be honest, because it's all in their interest to get people out. One of the things that Essence stands for is personal responsibility and making the best decisions and not overspending. In fact, the editor of the magazine, the paper magazine, Angela Britt Murray, wrote an editor's piece in the current edition about trying to sort of get control over people's finances, especially at a time like this when a lot of people are suffering. How do you mediate those competing responsibilities?
Well, how we really negotiate it is that, you know, as much as I would like us to just show all high-end designer things, we can't do that because the reader, they will comment and say, you know, you all are crazy. You want us to spend $500 for this handbag. So what we try to do is show a range. We will show expensive high-end designer things. We will show moderate price things. And then we will show really affordable things. So it's not about going and breaking the bank, but it's about being aware of what there is, what's out there, what's in style, and then kind of picking things. And then one of the stories that we are going to do is how do you stay fab on a budget? Because that is how everyone's trying to live right now.
Are there any up-and-coming names that are worth a look?
Yeah, there's people that are kind of new to the table that, you know, I think are very interesting. I mean, there's, you know, when you think of multicultural, there's a whole wave of young Asian designers who I think are doing very interesting stuff. You know, Jason Wu, Takoon, they're, you know, dressing Michelle Obama. So these are people that, you know, we're definitely watching. There's a young men's designer, Miguel Antoine, who is black and he's very talented and he's doing very modern designs. So we're kind of looking at, you know, who's new, who's up and coming. And of course, we love the big stars as well.
Like,
you know, Michael Kors, like, mm-hmm. you know, Monique Lhuillier, like Oscar de la Renta. I mean, we like flair and fashion, and the Essence woman loves to wear something special. So we're looking at what's special, but we're also looking at, you know, someone like Rachel Roy, who, you know, to Robin's point, is starting to do a more affordable line, but does very strong fashion. She was just in Vanity Fair's Best Dress list. Like, she's someone that, you know, we are going to follow and watch and see how she does. We love Tracy Reese, and very excited to see what she's going to do.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm speaking with Emil Wilbekin, managing editor for Essence.com, and Robin Gavan, fashion editor for The Washington Post, and we're talking about what to look for at New York Fashion Week, which starts today. Robin, Emil was saying that, you know, that he loves everybody. But as a fashion writer, you can't love everything, right? Or your credibility, I would assume, would kind of fly out the window. So are there, I don't even know, do we people think about trends these days anymore? Or is it just, you know, if you could scrape together the money for a scarf, mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But are there some trends, particularly if you're on a budget, that you think people should be looking out for to perhaps figure out a way they can accommodate in their own budget, whatever it might be?
Well, I think for people who really are interested in fashion, and for them, you know, this is kind of their Super Bowl, they get very excited and they do want to see those ideas that will bring a freshness and a newness to their wardrobe. And I think for other people, and probably for the vast majority of people, they're not so specifically looking for a specific hot designer pair of trousers or jacket or handbag. But what they're really looking for is just some ideas so that they feel that they're dressing in a contemporary way, that they're not sort of stuck in the past. So I think there's a really wide range for people, for those who really are all about having a top 10 list and those who just sort of say, look, I don't want to embarrass myself when I go to the office next week.
What about this whole idea of a hot color?
Well, you know, there's this sort of overused saying in the fashion industry, which is, you know, X and such is the new black, meaning that, you know, what some new color or some new silhouette on the horizon is the new go-to color, the new color that everybody has to have. I don't put a lot of store in it. I tend to think that a lot of it is really for magazines to do a really nice photo shoot. But I think if you don't like purple and purple doesn't look good on you, you really shouldn't buy purple.
Is it purple? Is purple the color?
I think it's going to be coral, but don't
coral.
Quote me.
Coral. Oh, man.
That's what not my fashion like editors tell me.
Wait, Emil, speaking of coral, that's a spring color. So in what you're going to be seeing this coming week are spring fashions.
Yes, this correct? Is spring 2010.
Which is, I think, confusing to a lot of consumers because we're just starting, those of us who live in colder climates or climates that get colder, just starting to break out the sweaters. It's a little confusing, I think, for just your average consumer. Why are we looking at spring now?
Well, I mean, you're looking at a season ahead because you have to realize that, you know, the editors are going to see everything. The buyers are going to see everything. So this will determine what will be in stores, what will be shown in magazines, what celebrities will wear on red carpets for the next season. And so then when everything happens, you're in the moment. So that's the thing about fashion, you know, that Robin was referencing is that you get excited if you're really into fashion because you're basically getting a sneak preview of what's going to be coming down the line 6 months from now.
And Emil, as we were saying, you both have that coveted all access pass to the exciting events of the week. What are you most interested in? Or what are you most excited about?
Well, you know, this is the first time that I've covered the shows in real time. I mean, Robin's very used to this, so I'm a little panic stricken. But you know,
breathe deeply. Breathe deeply.
Breathe deeply. But you know what? I'm excited for us because, you know, the R&B singers Estelle and A-Marie are both going to be covering the shows for Essence.com. And so that's really exciting to see what these celebrities, and they're young black women who are hip and cool, what they're going to see, you know, what are they going to like? And I think that's really interesting and fun. And then the parties are always really fun.
Show off. Okay. Sure, he had to get slept that in, right? He had to let us know. Okay, well,
those are fun.
Excuse me, Robin, excuse us. We'll just talk. But if you're in New York and you haven't gotten an invitation to one of Emil's fabulous soirees, what can you do to be part of the excitement?
You know, these shows are ostensibly for sort of the media and for buyers. But the reality is that you can really access them online. I mean, you can go to Essence.com and see what's going on. You can go to the Washington Post website. You can go to, you know, a zillion other websites. And a lot of designers have taken to actually posting video from their own collections on the internet. So there is a bit of a conversation within the industry about whether or not they should actually be putting collections on the runway that consumers can go out right now and buy, because this has become something that is such an enormous form of entertainment that's accessible from so many different points of entry that it's no longer an insider's game. It really is open to a broad range of people, maybe not sitting in the front row, but certainly sitting in front of their computer.
Well, keep us posted, if you will, both.
We will.
Robin Gavan is the fashion editor for The Washington Post. She was kind enough to join us from their studios in Washington. Emil Wilbekin is the managing editor for Essence.com, and he joined us from our bureau in New York. Thank you both, and have fun this week, but not so much fun that we are jealous.
Will do.
Thank you.